Opinionated Marketers,
a podcast from Cambridge Marketing College.
So, Charles, what is it today?
I thought you wanted to talk about this article.
I did, but I did actually wonder if having Twitter news overtook us, do we have to comment on Twitter?
What, you mean because he who should be obeyed has taken it over?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, as an aside, it's almost an irrelevance these days. The only reason that it's important is that it is used as a channel with a certain amount of authority, because it's basically it's the journalist's go-to place, and not any of the other social media. I mean, it's still only got, though, roughly what 350 million users.
Which many of whom are not active, so they're sitting there watching. I mean, you know, I'm on Twitter in that I follow Larry the Downing Street Cat because it happens to make me laugh, and Matt the Telegraph cartoonist. That's it. That's all I look at.
Yeah, it was a brilliant idea. It's to some degree still is, but given the state of our media, I'm quite happy I'm not on it, because I think it would probably just upset me. But it's a digit less than it really needs to be if it was going to have the social impact that it should do. But the reason that he wants it, I suspect, is because he does want to preserve it as a forum for free exchange. How he thinks that's going to happen whilst it's a private company rather than a public company, I don't know. It'll still be subject to regulation and legal challenges. So it's going to be problematic in some respects, even if it's owned by someone who owns all of it, as opposed to, you know, only part of it.
I thought it was really interesting that the immediate reaction from journalists and from people I was reading were, is Trump going to be allowed back on it? And I was thinking, actually, of all the people and all the things that you could be concerned about with Twitter, whether Trump is on it, I would have thought would have been one of the least interesting, since he has access to many other channels. What I'm far more interested in is, could Twitter allow diverse views to come forward? And I suspect the answer is no, because if you remove all the filtering of some pretty horrible stuff that goes on Twitter, actually diverse views are just going to shut up.
I honestly don't know what the dynamic would be. I mean, you could end up with a very right wing because they shout loudest. You could end up with a very diverse group of very vociferous people who want to say all sorts of things about the opposition. So free range is problematic, especially when I think so many are anonymous.
Yes.
You know, I think, you know, from one's limited understanding of these sorts of things, I would have said the simplest thing to do would be to actually make sure that everyone has a named account. So, you know, they have to stand up for their views in public rather than hide behind whatever their nom de guerre might be.
Yes, I suspect that is a very sort of simple thing to start. You also have to accept that there are people that are on Twitter who are deliberately provocative, not necessarily in a creative sense. I mean, one can be creatively provocative and generate huge debate and talk, which can be incredibly important. You can also be deliberately provocative, as in offensive and unpleasant, in order to shut down exactly that type of debate. And I do worry that if you remove all the elements and you just champion free speech, you actually end up with, as I said, shutting down diverse voices as opposed to opening them up. But from a marketing perspective, what does that mean companies should do? Lots of companies are on Twitter. Lots of companies get involved. Every so often there's a story about a Twitter pile-on as different companies get involved in different things. The last one I can think of is the Weetabix, and whether you put ketchup on your Weetabix, which I seem to remember even got some diplomatic embassies involved and things. I mean, it was lighthearted. It was great fun. It was the middle of a pandemic. We all needed cheering up. From a marketing perspective, what do? Do we sit back and just watch Twitter? Or should companies be gaming the ideas of coming off Twitter? What do you think?
Well, there's an interesting guy. I mean, the argument is the traditional one that any publicity is good publicity. And I think most companies use Twitter really to make pronouncements that they think will enhance what they do. Sometimes they get it wrong. Sometimes they are perhaps too honest and people take exception. But in many respects, most companies try to avoid confrontation. So I suspect that if Twitter is to become even more radical in the way in which allows free speech, then I would suspect that it would be even more concerning to companies to post on there, because they would be more exposed to activists and prejudicial commentary. So you'll likely get more bad publicity because there will be more extremist views. So the answer to your question is we've got to have to wait and see what actually happens. This is all speculation at the moment, but I would probably say that it will become less important. The only reason I come back to that I think that many people still think it is important is because journalists use it. And I do think that in many respects that's good in the fact that they are gaining information from the public. It's bad in the fact that it is a shorthand for doing a decent investigative job. And I think in most instances we are badly served by the written and broadcast media. My own example recently would be of all the pandemonium that was allegedly at airports over the Easter weekend travelling. My experience was exactly the opposite. It was perfectly straightforward and easy. And I've talked to other people who found exactly the same thing. I went to Heathrow, they went to Gatwick. Walked straight through, no problem whatsoever. I find that, take photographs to make a point which really is exacerbating people's fears rather than actually showing the reality. And I think that the issue of Twitter, which is what we're talking about, is an interesting one, but I don't think that and other social media are very good sources of information. They're just for social purposes.
Like and subscribe to this feed for more podcast content
from Cambridge Marketing College.